I want to bring you a message. Give me a moment here to find my what scriptures I'm in here. I want to bring it to a message to you about the Lord's Supper. It's all in the blood of Jesus. Cleansing, forgiveness, power, healing. It's all in the blood of Jesus. That sacrifice that Jesus paid, and how important that is to us. And that blood which still flows when we kneel at Calvary. When down at the cross we go to Calvary, to the cross we go, that blood still is available to us, and it cleanses us, brings the forgiveness of the Lord to us. You can look to him today. Tonight, we celebrate the Lord's Supper, which represents that sacrifice of Jesus. It also represents that promise that comes from the throne of God. That very promise that comes from on high. Lord's Supper represents what God has given to us. On that cross, Jesus offers to us his body and blood as a sacrificial lamb that takes away our sins. That night that Jesus met with his disciples, they were having an early Passover. It was there that Jesus gave us the first supper meal to celebrate that was his, that the Lord's Supper meal. That's when the very first one that Jesus gave us, it was an early Passover that they were celebrating, and Jesus gave us this Lord's Supper meal, the body as the bread and the blood as the fruit of the vine. That was different, and I want to point that out. That was different than what they were doing for Passover, and so this was unique. This was unique to Christ. In doing so, Jesus declared, I am everything that you need to change your heart and to change your life. And Jesus gave it to us. And this Lord's Supper meal represented that. It represented what Jesus was offering to us. In John chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus said to him, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall never hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst. In Jesus, we will never hunger or thirst. Jesus said that he is the bread of life. Jesus declared himself to be that bread of life, and he gave his body, representing that bread, he gave us his body on the cross. He came as a man, lived as a man, died and suffered and died as a man for you and for me. And how significant that bread that represents his body, how significant that body that he took and sacrificed for us, lived for us. Use that body to bring this message to us. How important that bread representing his body is. Excuse me. Spiritually, our faith in the Lord fills our heart. Fills our heart. We don't need to hunger for things we do not need. We don't need to hunger for fame and glory that we don't necessarily need. We don't need to hunger for all the wealth of the world. We don't need all of that. While the Lord may bless you, the Lord may take care of some of those things, we don't need to hunger for those things. Our hearts are filled through the Lord. We don't need to hunger for those things anymore. Spiritually, nor do we need to thirst. No longer do we need to thirst for the wicked things in which the world offers, things which do not satisfy. But Jesus satisfies the heart. Many years ago, as a young person, I was hungry and thirsty for something real, something spiritual. I wanted something spiritual that I really felt was real. And church at that time wasn't doing it for me. No offense to churches, but it just wasn't when I was at that point in my life. Every night I would cry out to the Lord asking for something more, something real. During the week, I would go and I would read books from the library, you know, back before Google and all that, where you could just look it up. I'd go to the library, I'd find books and read books about spiritual things, and not just in Christianity, but other religions too. I began, in very small part, I didn't go too deep, but very small part, I dabbled a little bit, but nothing worked and nothing satisfied. Then I went to a church camp meeting one year, and I was touched by the Master. I was touched by the Lord, and I was completely satisfied. Completely satisfied. Only the Lord could satisfy this heart of mine. Friends, only the Lord can satisfy your heart as well. Tonight, it is time to look to Jesus. Tonight is time for us to pause and to look to Jesus to satisfy our hearts. We need him to satisfy our hearts. Jesus fills your heart, and you never have to lose that. Jesus will never cast you out. Look at verse 37 of John chapter 6. All whom the Father gives me will come to me. And he who comes to me, he says, I will never cast out. This is for all who come to him. We are all called to come and enjoy the Lord. We're all called to come and take part in what the Lord offers. The choice is there. It's not forced on you. It's not forced on any one of us. It is a choice. We're all able to come and accept that choice and to draw close to the Lord. Many are drawn, but not all come. And that's a sad truth, that many will reject the Lord. The choice is there. The offer is there. Jesus offers it freely, but many will turn that offer down and refuse. That choice is before you now. You can receive him and love him. You can receive him and love him. Receive what he did on the cross for you. You can receive what he did by dying for you. You can love him for it or not. It's your choice. But I encourage you, do not reject him, because as many as come to him, he will never cast out. The Lord will never forsake you. Many other things in your life might forsake you. Your friends could forsake you, but the Lord will never forsake you. Forgiveness is always available to you. He offers it freely. And always we can turn and go to him and ask him for forgiveness and receive his grace and his mercy and forgiveness. He will be your strength through thick and thin, through the worst of times. He's going to be with you if you allow him to. Have you ever gone hunting and you passed on a buck because the buck just wasn't big enough? I'm not much of a hunter, but I imagine that's probably happened before, that hunters have passed on certain animals, shooting a certain buck because it just wasn't the right one. Or have you ever gone fishing and after you reeled that fish in, it just wasn't big enough. You didn't want to take that fish home for the family. And so you threw that fish back and continued to fish. Or perhaps some of you ladies have been out shopping for a dress. And you found a dress that you thought maybe you liked, but then you put it back because you didn't like the color of it. The Lord doesn't do that to us. We might do that to bucks, and we might do that to fish, and we might do that to dresses, but the Lord never does this to us. The Lord will never put you back, and the Lord will never pass you by. The choice is before you now. The Lord's Supper represents that choice that you will serve him. It represents that choice that you receive that sacrifice that he paid for you. And that choice is yours. And tonight, we, by taking the Lord's Supper, are making that decision again this year, 2020. We are making that decision fresh and saying, Lord, you are my Savior. Lord, you are my King. Lord, you are my Lord. I serve you and continue to serve you. Jesus fills your heart, and he will never cast you out, friends. Look at verse 40, John chapter 6. This is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life. And I will raise him up on the last day. In Jesus, we have eternal life. This eternal life comes to those who look to the Lord and believe. Looking to the Lord is seeking his forgiveness, is seeking him. That's what it is, looking to him. You're seeking his forgiveness. You're seeking his sacrifice. You're seeking his work in your heart. You're seeking the Lord for that. Believing is putting your faith into him, saying, you are my Lord. Today I live for you. Imagine being given a treasure map. And right here in Cuddeshoot is a huge diamond. Imagine that. A huge diamond right here in Cuddeshoot. So you look for it. You seek it out. You try to find that diamond, and suddenly you find it. And then you have to decide, do I believe that this is real, that this is a real diamond that I have found? Do I believe this diamond is genuine and real, or do I discard it and throw it away? And you're forced with that decision. You sought for it. You sought it out. You looked for it, but then you had to believe in it. We are to look and to believe in the Lord. To look and to believe in the Lord. To those that do, you have access to eternal life. That life is in you now. You have access to that life of the Lord, which is in you and in your heart now. And yes, there is one day we will be raised up when Jesus comes again in that last and great day, that day Jesus will return. We will be raised up. We will live with him. We will rise with him. And I praise the Lord for that resurrection, but I also thank him that the life, the Lord's life is in me now, that I can live in him now. Tonight, as you honor the Lord's Supper, remember that in him you have eternal life when Jesus returns. In him you have eternal life. The King is coming. The King is coming. So tonight as you partake of the Lord's Supper, remember not only his sacrifice, he fills your heart. He will never cast you out. And he also grants eternal life. But to those that receive the great promise of the Lord, we must partake of his flesh and blood. John chapter 6, verse 54, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. He tells us, you must eat and you must drink. This represents your act of faith, receiving him, believing in him. That's what it means. The Lord isn't asking anything horrible of you here. This isn't anything horrible. I know some of your young people read this and they question that. The Lord isn't asking anything evil or wicked of you here. This represents what we do in our faith. This represents our act of faith of receiving him, believing in him, looking to him and believing in him. When we do that, we are eating and drinking of him. Tonight, we are accepting that sacrifice through the Lord's Supper. So as we take the Lord's Supper, those emblems, our faith attaches to that, that we are partaking of the Lord in a spiritual manner because of what we do through the bread and through the fruit of the vine. Can you imagine being a believer and not partaking of the Lord? It would be like buying a brand new car, but then never driving it. Can you even imagine that? Having the money to go and buy a brand new car, park it in your garage, and then never, ever again taking it out. Or maybe you take it out and that's it. You know, take it out maybe once a month or something. I can't even begin to picture it. If you believe there is a God, you do well. If you believe there's a God, that's great. I praise the Lord for that. But the Lord wants you to partake of him by faith. Don't just park that car, but partake of him by faith. Tonight, we receive his sacrifice by faith. We receive his sacrifice through the Lord's Supper, through the emblems, through the bread, and through the cup, the fruit of the vine. He says in verse 56, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. This instruction brings a promise of his Spirit. When we partake of the Lord by faith, when we receive that sacrifice that he did, there's a promise there that he wants to be in you and you in him. And honoring his sacrifice and honoring what Jesus did, you are in him and he in you. How beautiful that is. How precious that is, that the Lord wants to fill your heart. The Lord wants to bless you. The Lord wants to do this through your believing, your looking and believing by receiving his sacrifice, what he did for you. And the Lord's Supper is simply just a means of extending our faith and believing in him. It's so beautiful that the Lord wants to bless you through that. Tonight, as you take the Lord's Supper, take a moment and recognize his presence. Take a moment tonight as you take these emblems. And in that still moment, recognize the presence of the Lord. Thank him for his Spirit in you. It's a beautiful promise that he's given us. Tonight, we honor the sacrifice of Jesus. We honor his body and blood. His body broken for us, his blood shed for us, we honor that. By faith, we partake of that body and blood. This is represented by the bread and the fruit of the vine. Let him fill your heart tonight. Recognize his presence tonight. Take that moment and just thank him for his presence and his Spirit. Thank him for that eternal life that he grants us through the sacrifice that he made for us. Thank him for his faithfulness to us. He never will cast you out. He never will leave you, never forsake you, will never set you aside or put you back. And to that I say amen and amen. I thank the Lord for that. Hopefully you can praise the Lord for that as well.